All right, let's take a deep dive into these Chardon local schools financials for January 2025. We've
Yeah.
got the bank reconciliation, we've got summaries by fund, and even look at salary expenses.
Okay.
So, to give us a really good understanding of how the district's doing financially.
It's always good to see a district taking transparency seriously.
Right.
You know, these reports are detailed, which allows us to really get into the nuances, you know,
Yeah, absolute
absolutely.
finances. Yeah, so let's start with that bank reconciliation.
Okay.
Always a good place to start. Got to make sure everything is accurate. And it looks like we're starting with some good news.
Okay.
The district ended January with over $24 million in the bank.
That's a very solid starting point, and you'll be glad to know that it lines up perfectly with their internal records
Okay.
after accounting for outstanding checks and all that good stuff.
All right,
So
good.
it shows they're on top of their financial management.
Now, this financial summary by fund is where things start to get a little bit more interesting, right? We
Yeah.
can see all the different kind of buckets of money within the district, the general fund, the permanent improvement, food service,
Right.
all that. Each of them with its own kind of starting balance and the
Huh.
money coming in, money going out,
Yep.
and what's left at the end of January.
It's like a financial map of the district showing you how they're allocating their resources
Yeah.
and where the money's actually flowing.
One thing that jumps out at me here is that the permanent improvement fund has a negative balance.
Okay.
Is that something to be concerned about?
Not necessarily, because remember, we're just looking at a snapshot in time.
Right.
There's a note here about significant property tax revenue coming into this fund in April.
Okay.
So this negative balance could just be temporary, especially if they're planning projects around that anticipated influx of cash.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So the general fund, this is the big one, right?
Exactly.
This is where most of the day-to-day operating expenses come from.
This is the primary operating fund for the district.
Okay, and how's it looking?
And it's looking pretty healthy,
Okay.
compared to the projections that they made back in November.
Mm-hmm.
Revenues are exceeding expectations,
Yeah.
and spending is coming in a bit lower than they had budgeted for.
So they're being fiscally responsible, it sounds like.
Yeah, definitely looks that way.
So far, so good. But what about the actual performance for January specifically?
Okay, so looking at January revenue for the month was over $1.4 million,
Okay.
which is actually a bit higher than January of last year.
Right.
And that's mostly driven by an increase in local taxes and then some reimbursements that they've gotten.
Okay. But expenditures are also up compared to last January, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm assuming that's driven by salaries and benefits.
Yeah, no surprise there. That's a very common trend in school districts.
Right.
Personnel costs tend to be a significant portion of their budgets.
Right. Okay. So we've got the kind of monthly snapshot. What about the bigger picture, the year-to-date performance?
All right, so when we look at the year-to-date figures,
Yeah.
it's interesting to note that they've actually spent more than they've taken in so far this year.
Oh, okay.
We're looking at total revenue of about $20.4 million and total expenditures of $22.7 million.
So they're operating at a deficit,
Yeah.
even with the general fund doing well.
Yes, and I think that just highlights that even if you have one area that's trending really positively,
Right.
you still need to be carefully managing the overall financial health of the district.
Let's dig into those salaries a bit more
Okay.
because that's obviously a big factor here.
Yeah.
January's total was over 1.6 million, but year to date is already over 12.5 million.
Right, and their projections have them spending almost $23 million on salaries for the entire year.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So we've got this breakdown here showing how much is going to teachers, how much is going to administrators, support staff. That's pretty insightful and gives you a real sense of where the money's going.
And it can spark some really important conversations about staffing levels, about compensation,
All
and
right.
how these decisions are aligning with the district's priorities.
Now, this days of cash concept,
Okay.
this is not something you hear about every day.
It's actually a crucial metric for school districts, though. Think of it like a financial cushion.
Okay.
It tells us how long they could operate if, hypothetically, all their funding sources suddenly dried up.
Okay, so like a rainy day fund, but
Exactly.
for operating expenses.
Exactly, yeah.
And as of January, Chardon Local Schools has about 90 days of cash on hand.
That's right.
So that's good.
So they're in a pretty good position
Yeah.
to handle any short-term fluctuations.
All right, so we've got a pretty good handle now on the general fund and the overall spending.
Yep.
What about some of these other funds, like food service? I see they're running a deficit for January.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah.
While January is typically a slower month for food service because of, you know, school breaks and stuff,
right,
it is something to keep an eye on to see if that trend continues.
Yeah, maybe they had some unexpected expenses, or maybe they just haven't collected all the revenue yet.
Right.
Could for be. The meals they serve.
Yeah, we'll need to dig a little deeper there to get the full picture.
But even with the January deficit, the food service fund still has an overall positive balance, right?
It does. It's an important point.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Now, the permanent improvement fund, this is a bit more complex, right?
Yeah.
It started January with a negative balance,
right,
but then had a big influx of revenue during the month.
Yeah, and that revenue comes from a few different sources. Right. They've got a tax advance, they got a settlement they received related to their field turf, and then some investment earnings as well.
Okay, so those aren't necessarily recurring sources of revenue.
Right, they are not.
It sounds like they might be using this money for some very specific projects.
Yeah, it looks like they've already spent a good chunk of it on playground equipment,
okay,
some gym improvements, and then some safety enhancements around the school as well.
Good to see they're investing in those areas.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, last one we'll look at for this part is the self-insurance fund.
Okay.
This is designed to manage the district's self-funded insurance programs.
Right.
And it's actually in a very strong position.
It is, yeah.
I'm seeing a healthy fund balance, a clear trend of increasing revenue.
Yeah, they've had their contributions increase by 5%.
Okay.
And they've also had some favorable insurance adjustments come through.
All right, so even with a significant expenditure in January, including a $322,000 annual board seat contribution,
right,
the fund remains robust.
It shows they're taking a very proactive approach,
yeah,
to managing their risk,
mm-hmm,
and making sure they have the resources available to cover potential claims.
So it sounds like Chardon's being pretty smart about how they're managing their self-insurance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is good because, you know, unexpected things can always happen.
It's a testament to their commitment to long-term financial stability, for sure.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
We started with that bank reconciliation showing over $24 million in the bank.
Right.
Very reassuring.
Mm-hmm.
And then we looked at that kind of detailed financial map of the district,
yep,
breaking down each of those funds.
Right.
You know, the general fund, permanent improvement, food service, self-insurance, seeing where the money's coming from, where it's going,
yeah,
and what's left over.
That general fund is definitely a bright spot.
Yeah.
Outperforming projections. They're being fiscally responsible. Mm-hmm. It's the engine that keeps the district running smoothly,
right,
and it seems to be in good hands.
Right.
But, you know, we can't lose sight of that year-to-date deficit.
Right.
Even with one fund performing well,
right,
it's just crucial to keep an eye on the overall picture.
And those salaries are a big part of that picture.
Oh, yeah.
Almost $23 million projected for the entire year.
A big chunk of change.
That's a substantial chunk of their budget.
It highlights the importance of really thoughtful staffing and compensation decisions.
Yeah.
You know, every dollar spent on salaries needs to be aligning with the district's goals and priorities.
Okay. And that days of cash figure, around 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's reassuring. Right?
It is. It gives them some breathing room,
yeah,
to navigate, you know, unexpected challenges or economic downturns.
Mm-hmm.
Having that cushion is essential for any organization,
right,
especially one as vital as a school district.
Okay, so we've got the big picture, mm-hmm, the overall budget,
yep,
the major funds, mm-hmm, and some of these key indicators like days of cash.
Right.
But I'm curious to kind of dig into some of the specifics.
Okay.
Like that food service deficit for January.
Yeah.
What kind of things could cause that?
Well, it could be a number of things. Mm-hmm. Maybe they had a big order of food that arrived in January.
Okay.
But they won't collect payment from the students' families until later in the month.
Mm-hmm.
Or perhaps there were some unexpected repairs in the kitchens.
Okay. Or maybe their cost for food went up. I mean, prices have been all over the place lately.
That's definitely a possibility.
Yeah.
You know, food costs are a major factor for any food service operation.
Yeah.
And school districts are no exception.
Right.
They also might be dealing with, you know, supply chain issues,
mm-hmm,
which could lead to delays and, yeah, higher prices.
Yeah. It's a good reminder that even a seemingly small part of the overall budget,
right,
can have its own kind of set of complexities.
Exactly. And it's important for the district to, you know, analyze those details,
yeah,
and see if there are any adjustments they can make to, mm-hmm, ensure that program remains financially sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after all, providing those nutritious meals to students, that's a crucial part of their mission.
Speaking of interesting details,
yeah,
that permanent improvement fund had quite a roller coaster ride in January.
It did.
Starting with a negative balance,
mm-hmm,
and then boom, sudden influx of revenue from some one-time sources.
It shows the importance of understanding the timing of revenue and expenses.
Right.
You know, they clearly anticipated this influx and planned accordingly, allocating the money to those specific projects.
Right, like the playground improvements and the safety enhancements.
Exactly.
And those projects aren't just line items on a budget.
Right.
They're real things that are going to make a difference for students and the community.
Yeah, it's nice to see that connection between the financial reports and the tangible benefits.
And lastly, we have the self-insurance fund.
Okay.
Which, like we said, is looking pretty solid.
They've taken a very proactive approach to managing their risk, and it seems to be paying off.
Yeah.
They've got a healthy balance. Contributions are increasing, and they're even seeing those favorable insurance adjustments.
Yeah, that annual contribution of $322,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big commitment.
Right.
But it clearly shows they're serious about, you know, keeping this fund strong.
It's like they're saying, we're prepared for whatever comes our way.
Right.
Which is exactly the kind of approach you want to see
from
a school district when it comes to managing risk.
So stepping back, looking at the overall financial picture of Jordan, what are your main takeaways?
Well, I'd say they're in a good position overall. You know, healthy bank balance, strong general fund, smart investments in their facilities, and a proactive approach to self-insurance.
Right.
Those are all positive signs.
But we also can't ignore that year-to-date deficit.
Right.
It's a reminder that even with the strong points, there's always room for improvement.
Right.
Careful monitoring.
Exactly. And that's where things get really interesting. How will they maintain this positive momentum while addressing these potential challenges?
Right.
How will they balance the need for fiscal responsibility with the desire to invest in, you know, new programs and initiatives?
Right, because those salaries aren't getting any cheaper.
Right.
And who knows what the future holds for things like energy costs and state funding. It's a constant balancing act.
It is, and that's why it's so important to have these open and transparent financial reports.
Mm-hmm.
They allow for informed discussion and thoughtful decision making.
Yeah.
It helps us understand not just where the money's going, but why.
It's been really eye-opening to go through these reports with you.
Good.
It's amazing how much you can learn about a district just by looking at their finances.
That's the power of a deep dive.
Yeah.
It takes us beyond those headlines.
Right.
Sound bites.
Mm-hmm.
Allows us to engage with the complexities and the nuances. And ultimately, it empowers us to become more informed and engaged citizens.
So to wrap things up,
okay,
what's kind of the one question you would leave our listener with as they continue to explore Chardon's financial future?
How can the district's financial strategies evolve to ensure long-term sustainability and continued investment in those key areas that benefit students and the entire community?
Yeah.
It's a question that requires ongoing dialogue, thoughtful analysis, and a commitment to finding those innovative solutions.
Well said. Well, thanks for guiding us through this deep dive. It's been a pleasure.
The pleasure was all mine.
All right. And to everyone listening, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Chardon Local Schools Financials.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back soon with another episode.
Looking forward to it.
Until then, stay curious. 8 Green 6.